Hello, this is Matthew Tombers, and you're listening to WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson.
This is Mitch McConnell when I'm up in the Catskills to go hunt bear and visit my friends in the Greene County Legislature. I always tune into WGXC. I love that weird show, the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour, but it's not on very often. What a bunch of crazy Yankees up there. Where is that station again? Oh, now, remember, it's at 90.7 FM on the dial in my Lexus. I wish we had something like that in Kentucky. Don't forget to vote, y'all.
El patrocinio de WGXC es proporcionado en parte por la Asociación Olana, presentando el tercer jueves de cada mes un día de visitas guiadas y concluyendo con el programa artístico Melodías con Paisajes. Los visitantes pueden experimentar sonidos globales mientras contemplan los paisajes del Valle de Hudson. Este mes, el grupo tradicional de zampoña y flauta Andes Manta se presentará el jueves 18 de septiembre de 12 a 19 horas. Todos están bienvenidos. Más información en olana.org/thirdthursdays.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Catherine of Hudson, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Meant to Ferment on WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Radio for Open Ears. My name is Rebecca Echevarria, and I will be your host for this show. So this show explores all things fermentation in the Hudson Valley, but today's show is a little bit different, as it will just be me. Usually I'm interviewing practitioners here. I'll be sharing music, anecdotes, and small memories inspired by fermentation in Ireland. I was lucky enough to spend time there last month and super excited to learn about the traditional foodways and histories and mythologies that surround them. I divided the show into a few specific food worlds: dairy, alcohol, and then a bit of seaweed, and also expanding on the word ferment as it pertains to rebellion or political outrage. Please forgive me in advance for my Irish pronunciation. I will be trying my best. And as with anything, my knowledge of this place, their histories, traditions, practices, is continually evolving and in process. So below me playing is Carol Ann's Ramble to Cashel from the album Northern Lights by Steve Coulter and Harris Moore. This song was actually written by Turla O'Carolan, who was a blind Celtic harpist in the 17th, 18th century. Beloved in Ireland, a plaque in the St. Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin honors him as the last of the Irish bards. Cashel is a town in Tipperary County in Ireland and also the home of Cashel Blue Cheese. It was Ireland's first blue cheese and has been made in the same county as Cashel in Tipperary for over 40 years, but the history of the farm and family that makes the cheese goes back to the early 19th century. I had Cashel Blue for the first time at the English Market in Cork, which some say is the food capital of Ireland. I got a bag actually that says that there. Blue cheese is my favorite type of cheese, and I'm always a bit sad there aren't as many funkier cheeses in the area. I know there are some great ones, but there was quite a selection there. But if anyone has any that they particularly love around here and recommend, I would love to hear. So blue cheese is just one of the vast dairy practices happening in Ireland. Milk is such a powerful part of Irish foodways. We're going to listen to a few songs that reference dairy, like milk, butter, and cheese. And several of these songs and songs in general for this show were found in an incredible paper called Food as Motif in the Irish Song Tradition by Martin McConymare. I highly recommend it, as long as along with his other book, Irish Food History, a companion that he wrote recently with Dorothy Cashman. So, and we'll hear a bit more of fermented dairy lore and practices after the songs. Enjoy.
Oh. چین خون ستارو دست نگاونا کم مشالو.
تراخ نون این دیم آخس مگم بر بیگ شولم نگاو نفیم با سخ تو یک کس خون سنز بردم
nodded and danced in a fair mass, and a corks and sparkling a year. They were healthy and strong, they were able to stand a battle and a breather. Oh, but now they're not strong, for their colour is gone, they started to make the shield. We see daily what is a terrible show, or what can we do at all? Our cows are all dead, we cannot make bread, our barns is mighty small. I'm drinking somewhere 3 times a day, to know that they get some disease, but they wouldn't look nor a grace all over the old place, as we started to make the shield. As I walk my way to your other day, I meet for poor Johnny Mac. As you're humming and drone and you are running down, your belly is struck to your back. There's anything wrong, you're not a bit strong, and you're troubled with any disease. Oh, he made a remark to the doctor to mark as we started to make the seal. That the devil from hell and his parcel as well may turn blood creamy down. The guard has made to get a great fright for running our country down. They did not rejoice and raise their wife in a manner to be the they've said Johnny a store to your stomach and sore as we started to make the shields. But now to conclude and finish my song, my spirits is fairly high. I pray to God he will reward our farmers when they die. The devil will come with his pipe and drum, he'll tell them to stand at ease. To do late prayer calls the day that they started to make the shields.
Hi everyone, we're back. So we just listened to a few songs about dairy, inspired by all the wonderful fermented dairy products in Ireland. The first one was The White Calve by Triona Ní Gonal from her 1975 album Triona. It's the story of a woman who regrets being wedded and longs to be herding cattle again. Next was Driving the Calves by Anna Ukala. Again, I apologize for my Irish pronunciation. It's a love song about a young woman who is with her herd and encounters a person at the edge of the wood. After that was The Milkmaid Jig from the Irish Traditional Music Archive, which is an amazing collection of music. This particular one was from a gathering of flutes in West Cork in 2010. And then last, we had Making the Cheese in the same archive from the Songs of Humor collection by the Golan Song Project. So the first couple of songs were sung in a style called Seán Nós, which means old way in Irish. It refers to the traditional Irish Gaelic unaccompanied way of singing. It's just beautiful. Before we move on, I wanted to share a couple more dairy ferment memories from my trip. One of the highlights was going to the Butter Museum in Cork. In the 19th century, Cork was the largest exporter of butter in the world. And butter is unique in Ireland because the cows are able to pasture on grass for longer due to the weather. I was super excited to go to this museum, specifically to see bog butter. I don't know if any of y'all are familiar, but in bog butter in Ireland in the past, folks buried butter in bogs. It was wrapped in basket work or packed in special wooden containers. Some say it was a means for long-term preservation, as the cool, low-oxygen, high-acid environment of the bog kind of acted as a natural refrigerator. Others say it could be more spiritual. In the museum, they mentioned how it could have been a pagan ritual to appease supernatural forces. Or perhaps it was a putrid, funky, gamey flavors it's said to have. Only history knows. So before we leave the dairy world, I wanted to mention just one more thing about cheese, since a friend brought me to an incredible cheese shop that he used to work at in Belfast called Mike's Fancy Cheese. They are Northern Ireland's first raw milk cheese makers. They were super generous and gave us a taster box with delicious cheeses. And a couple that I tried were called Cool Orange by, Cool Orange by, which is another blue cheese, but made by Peter McDonald outside of Tipperary Town that has anadinado, a common spice also in Puerto Rican cooking, to make a distinct orange color. And then we had Millines, which is a pungent, smoky, buttery cheese made by Quinlan Steele in the Biara Peninsula at the top of West Cork. So we're switching gears into the next world of ferments, the beloved alcohol. Here are some tunes, and then I'll share some more about Guinness and the Irish moonshine Poitin.
If you want to see the grand brewery at the top of James Street, don't make a fuss, just take the bus or travel on your feet. That well-known sight is on the right, at the door there stands a guide who will point out to you where the stone is made down by the Liffey side. Their barges meet night, Watling Street rock gently to and fro. With wind chancelling, the barrels swing into the hatch below it. With holes and decks full of double X, they sail down with the tide. All specially made for the farm trade down by the Liffey side. And if you strayed last Nevin way when some old friend is dead, the mourners stand with hat in hand as the funeral prayers were said. The graves are filled, the tears they spill, their eyes they quickly dry. With a pint or a two in the old brain garrow down by the Liffey side. Come fill your glasses to the brim and drink a toast with me to the noble house of Guinness and their world-famed brewery. Our Irishmen are proud of them, their products true and trying. Long may they live and in climbing gale down upon the Liffey side.
Let your quacks and those peppers be clutting their capers and curing the vapors, the scratch or the gout. With their magical potions, their pills and their lotions, upholding their notions, well, they're mighty put out. What's good for the sneezing, the coughing and wheezing, likewise will be easing, cramp, colic or spleen. Well, you'll know it, I think, if you take a big drink with your mouth full to the brink of a jug of poitin. So,
stick to the crater, the best thing in nature, for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys.
It's one of life's pleasures to sip at your leisure. It's Ireland's own treasure,
the poitin, me boys.
As a child in the cradle, me nurse with her ladle was filling me mouth with a notion of pap. Till a drop from her bottle fell into me throttle, I capered and toppled all out of her lap. On the floor I lay squalling and screaming and bawling, till my parents came calling and stepped to the fore. All sobbing and sighing, they thought I was dying. but I was just crying for a drop or two more. So
stick to the crater, the best thing in nature, for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys.
It's one of life's pleasures to sip at your leisure. It's Ireland's own treasure,
the Potsheen, me boys.
Come guess me this riddle, what baits, pipes and fiddle was hotter than mustard and smoother than cream? What best wet your whistle was clearer than crystal, was sweeter than honey and stronger than steam? What'll make the lame walk? What'll make the dumb talk? The elixir of life, the philosopher's stone. And what helped Mr. Brunel to dig the Thames Tunnel? Sure wasn't it Potsheen from Aulinshawn? So
stick to the crater, the best thing in nature, for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys.
It's one of life's pleasures to sip at your leisure. It's Ireland's own treasure,
the Potsheen, the boys.
Well, the English ain't thinking, decide that they're drinking, and their glasses are clinking, while their senses take the eve. Sure, they'll soon be demented from apples fermented. Just look what tormented both Adam and Eve. Now the French have their brandy, it makes them quite randy, and they find it goes handy with dinner or tea. And a single malt whiskey can make the Scots frisky, but for quenching the thirst, it's the Potsheen for me. So
stick to the crater, the best thing in nature, for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys.
It's one of life's pleasures to sip at your leisure. It's Ireland's own treasure,
the Potsheen, me boys.
Have another drink, boys.
But I can't drive far, 'cause I live in tomorrow.
Hi, everyone. We're back. So if you're just tuning in, my name is Rebecca Echevarria. This is Meant to Ferment, a monthly show focused on the fermentation world of the Hudson Valley. Today, we're doing things a little bit differently as I'm sharing some memories and songs inspired by my recent trip to Ireland. So the first song we just listened to was the Guinness song by Margaret Berry. She was born in Cork and famous as a street singer who later became a star in the British folk scene in the 1950s. She sang to Irish migrants in pubs there. After that, we had the Pachín song by the Irish Rovers from their 2003 album Live in Concert. And then was Brewing Up a Storm by The Stunning from their 1990 album Paradise in the Picture House. So for Guinness, very stereotypically, it peppered our whole road trip through Ireland. I think I had it possibly every day there. I really enjoyed exploring the pubs in small towns across the country. Each felt so unique in character and atmospheric and convivial. I remember when we were driving to Galway, we stopped at a pub called Seven Wonders. It was in a tiny town called Four. In it had a list of the seven wonders in the town, which were the monastery built upon the bog, the mill without a race, the water that flows uphill, the tree that won't burn, the water that doesn't boil, the anchorite in a stone, and the lintel stone raised by St. Fechin's prayers. So there's just a little taste of so much lore happening all throughout Ireland. When we arrived in Galway, I was super happy to see a fellow fermenter, an incredible chef and teacher named Martin Ruffley, who I met at a Sander Katz residency. He showed us around, and then on our way out, we visited the Massiel Distillery on the outskirts of the city, where we had a tasting of whiskey and Pachín. I'm still really working on my pronunciation of Pachín. Known as the grandfather to whiskey, Mountain Dew, Mountain Tea, goat's milk, and the holy water, Pachín has been made in Ireland since 1324. It was outlawed during the British rule in 1661 and then thereafter, and then legalized in 1997. So the differences between whiskey and Pachín are the aging and taxation. Whiskey is aged for a minimum of 3 years, and Pachín is aged for a maximum of 10 weeks. Did I just say 10 years? 3 years. Whiskey, 3 years. Yes. Also, before it was legalized, obviously whiskey was taxed and Pachín wasn't. Pachín was traditionally distilled from malted grain, such as barley, oats, wheat, and occasionally rye. Only recently has it started to be made with ingredients that are cheaper and easier to process, like beets, sugar, and potatoes. Pachín also has a connection to the bogs, since bogs were a common site for the illegal production of Pachín, since they were remote, and distillers used turf or peat from the bog as fuel, and after each run, the equipment was taken apart and buried in the bogs. I also loved, during our tasting, I think we learned that the different botanicals that are added to Pachín, I forget the one that was added to the one that I purchased, I think also had a connection to the bogs, the type of flower grown there. But depending on the botanicals that were added to the Pachín, you could tell where it came from. So I liked that bit of history. So next, we are moving quite along. We're moving into seaweed, which was kind of the star of our trip. and we'll listen to a few songs inspired by seaweed. Let's hear.
Stool upon the table.
Hey, everyone. We're back. I'm not sure if you were able to hear that first song. I was a little mixed up with the volume, but it's called Anne Carrageen by Nan Gorales. Carrageen moss is a type of edible seaweed used as a thickening agent and in Irish desserts. The song is calling for folks to harvest carrageen over other types of seaweed. Next was Dulaman by the Choral Scholars of University College Dublin. This song is about gathering seaweed. And I liked a comment on YouTube that I saw about the song that said, I don't think I'll ever hear a better song about seaweed. So we'll have to see. Seaweed was really the star of our trip. We were able to take a seaweed bath, like a cold plunge with fresh seaweed. I found seaweed soap at a farmer's market. I purchased some sugar kelp and kombu that was harvested along the Wild Atlantic Way. And we also went on a seaweed foraging trip for the National Heritage Week. They offered this free seaweed foraging class kind of on Quilty Beach in County Clare, and it was amazing to learn about the seaweeds growing there and their practices of harvesting and cooking and everything. And I also came across Irish fermenters who are incorporating seaweed in their ferments. They have a project called Savage Crack. And then last, we're going to listen to a few songs about ferment as outrage, a state of agitation, or a turbulent change. I am still learning and have a long way to go in terms of studying the political histories of Ireland, but there's a lot of intersecting experiences of resistance there. From the early conflicts with Viking invaders to British colonization to the Irish Revolution and Civil War, and most recently the Troubles, which was a period from the late 1960s to late 1990s in Northern Ireland, a violent conflict between Catholic nationalists and Protestant loyalists. And Catholic nationalists fought to end British rule and unite the region within the Republic of Ireland. The conflict still seems present in some ways and in other ways, not the same as it was in Northern Ireland from the very brief experience I had speaking to folks there. But we have a few songs that speak to that kind of ferment that's happened in Ireland for a very long time.
Thank you. I love you, Mom.
All right. So we're back. We have maybe a couple minutes left. The first song was Irish Ways and Irish Laws by Donal Lunny from the 2003 album Donal Lunny's Definitive Moving Hearts. And it speaks to those intersecting histories I briefly mentioned. After that was This Is a Rebel Song by Sinead O'Connor from her 1997 album Gospel Oak. The title comes as a reaction to U2's Bono, who said that Sunday Bloody Sunday, also about the troubles in Northern Ireland, is not a rebel song. And I've really, yeah, I love listening to those songs as I've been putting together this show the last week. And last was Alternative Ulster by Stiff Little Fingers from their 1979 album Inflammable Material, the lyrics speaking directly to the troubles in Northern Ireland. And I'm not sure, yeah, the show will be coming to a close shortly. Well, yeah, and we've come to the end. Thanks so much for listening. And I'll see you next month, the first Mondays of the month on WGXC 90.7 FM, ready for open ears, meant to ferment. Sláinte.